Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. I'm Rashi. Here are the top stories. The government has not paid the third installment of Rs. 2000 to even a single farmer in Uttar Pradesh under the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Moreover, more than 30% of the total beneficiaries have also not yet received the second installment, in spite of Yogi Adityanath-led government's claims of being the best state in terms of money transfers. The second installment under the PM Kisan scheme was supposed to be transferred to the farmers between April and July. The Finance Ministry is working on one more booster dose to give a leg up to the economy that has hit over 6-year low of 5%, a senior Finance Ministry official has said. The blueprint for the stimulus is ready that would be announced by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman in the next few days. The government announced a slew of measures in three dosages, which include a special window for real estate, export incentives, bank consolidation and SOPs for MSMEs. President Donald Trump has said that there may be a trade deal with China either before the US elections or after the presidential polls, asserting that deals struck after the polls would be the greatest deal ever. The US and China have been locked in an escalating trade spat since early 2018, raising import tariffs on each other's goods. Indian corporates need to hold themselves accountable to global standards of governance if India wishes to reshape the global economic order, Aditya Birla Group Chairman Kumar Mangalam Birla said yesterday. Birla said that with changing times, the core business philosophy is rapidly moving away from shareholder capitalism to stakeholder capitalism, which includes investors, customers, employees, and value chain partners. Petrol and diesel prices in the country may witness a spurt in the coming days as a fallout of drone attacks on the world's largest refiner Aramco's plant and oil fields in Saudi Arabia. However, the oil prices are unlikely to remain at high levels over the long term, say analysts, unless the ongoing geopolitical situations in the Middle East worsen in the coming weeks. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday met his mother Hirabhen in Gandhinagar on the occasion of his 69th birthday. Earlier in the day, Modi, who arrived in Gujarat late on Monday, inaugurated the Namami Devi Narmada Mahotsav, celebrating the overflowing of the Sardar Sarovar Dam. And that's all we have for you today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.